names and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Be with you.
And let us pray. O God, who makest the minds of the faithful to be of one will, grant unto thy people that they may love what thou hast commanded and desire that what you have promised among the manifold changes of this world and of our hearts, that they may there be fixed with true joy and are found only through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's small catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The third article, sanctification. Together, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which Christian church he daily and richly forgives all my sins to me and all believers, and will to the last day raise up me and all the dead, and give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among all the people, and mention that his name is exalted, and sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, Yo, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel, in the midst of thee. So far. This morning's epistle, James chapter 1, 16 to 21. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, that cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creations, of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So far.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, Whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. So far. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. My sermon theme this morning is the joy of salvation, and it's based upon the opening verse of the Old Testament, which is, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou hast comforted me." So far, please be seated. I believe that most people want joy and peace. And a place to put their foot. Okay. I believe that most people want joy and peace. But people fool themselves by thinking they can be truly happy by following the joys of this sinful world. But real lasting joy is experienced only by the children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. This morning's Old Testament lesson starts out with these words. "In that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me." The words "in that day" refers to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign, a sign of the people." This is the day of comfort, the glorious day of Christ and his church in the New Testament age. This is a time for comfort. This is a time for joy for all sinners. But is this true in our time? As we look around the world today, we see death, decay, destruction. We see sorrow all around us. And of course, the cause of all that is sin. God calls us to repent. Some do, some don't. As a nation, we have actually legalized sin. It's very difficult for a Christian to live in a country where sin is promoted by its own laws and protected. But that's the way it is today. Well, as individuals suffer because of their sins, so do nations. Thomas Jefferson once said many years ago, "I fear for my country knowing that God is just." Let me repeat that. "I fear for my country knowing that God is just." Do you, do I, know and feel in our hearts that we daily sin and that we deserve nothing but God's wrath and punishment? Do we really realize that? Do we think about our sins? Do we truly long for forgiveness? Do we fear God's wrath and punishment? Do we ever think about all of that on a daily basis? Are we longing for an inner peace, forgiveness of sins, assurance of salvation and eternal life? Listen once again to what God has to say in Isaiah 1. "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And also Jesus says in Matthew 9, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." And in John 1, chapter 1, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins." What comforting words for everyday poor sinners, for us. This comfort gives us the assurance of salvation, the guarantee of eternal life in heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. Our human reason, philosophy, man-made religion, whatever you can call it, can never give us that assurance. It will create more doubt and fear, but never the assurance of salvation. Such assurance comes only from God. Behold, God is my salvation. From this word in the scriptures, we learn that God and He alone is the author of our salvation. And He who sees and knows our troubled souls has already provided a true, sure way to save us. How? John 3:16. You know it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He sent His own Son into this world and laid upon Him our sins and our punishment, our condemnation. Christ became our substitute and made atonement for us. He has done all of that. He has paid all of that to save us and complete our salvation through faith in Christ. In other words, when He was on the cross, remember He cried out, "Tetelestai." What does that mean? It is finished. It is finished. He wasn't talking about His pain, His suffering. He was talking about the completion of our salvation, Tetelestai. Nothing remains to be done by us. As we are told in Titus 3, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He has saved us. Once again, not by works that we do, but according to His mercy He saved us. So our salvation rests totally in God's hands, and there it rests securely. He is our salvation. And this we know from Holy Scripture, and we believe it by faith. Therefore, I will trust Thee and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength, He is my song. He also has become my salvation. It's futile, it's worthless to trust in ourselves, in our own reason or strength. There is no comfort when sin troubles us, when death stares us in the face. There is only one simple truth, and that is, nothing in my hands I bring, simply true, Thy cross I cling. Come to the cross, just as we are, in faith. The comforting message, Thy sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Think about that for a moment. As we leave the altar after receiving the Holy Communion, we are guaranteed that our sins are forgiven. And God's benediction is, go in peace. It is indeed a marvel of His mercy that while our sins do condemn us, and have condemned us to eternal suffering and punishment in hell, banished forever from His presence, consigned to hell, that He sent Jesus Christ, His own Son, to remove the curse, the penalty of our sins. As we are told, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. And when He says, the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world. And when He went forth to endure the shame and the pain of the cross, to suffer the curse of sin, our sin, and to bear that awful pain and agony for our breaking of God's holy law. He suffered all of that for us. And what a joy it is to know and to be assured of our salvation, be assured of our forgiveness, and be assured of a place in heaven. And somebody once said, I can't remember who it was, But he said, this is most certainly true. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Pray for our communicants, but first I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to extend personally to the throne of God. Let's do so at this time. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest to their souls, we pray, let us experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very paschal lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death destroyed death, and by his rising to life again hath restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he
that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death and forgiveness of your sins. And thanks be to God. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith of the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
but strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks unto thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless with the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The hymn is 376.